Good morning. A snowy morning continues here at 8:13. We're joined now by Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I am doing well, James. Thank you.
Good deal. What is our verse of the day?
It says Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12, 2.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. Well, everyone on the program today has to give me a road report. So how was it between Independence and Coffeyville?
Scary. So I was driving about 40 miles an hour on the main road, and there was one vehicle in the ditch, but I just did not feel I could go any faster and still be safe. So it was a little frightening this morning.
Yeah, so that's a good reminder here as we have the weather moving in. Do have a report that 400 east of Parsons, or you know, in the Parsons area, is in good shape. They got some sand trucks and everything down there, but areas to the west, it's a little bit of a different story. So even around here, even on 166, we have had some vehicles go off the road and everything. So take it slow if you're out there listening this morning. We want you to get to wherever you're going in one piece.
That's right. I came in on on 10th Street or that road through Deering.
Yep.
And just be very careful. I would recommend be very careful.
That's a great reminder for us, Charles. So, of course, we also want to be careful as we, you know, look at retirement. And that's something that you guys help people out with all the time. And, you know, that's kind of a hard decision when people are, you know, they've been working, let's just at a maybe business for so long. And trying to answer that question and ask that question, am I ready to retire, you know?
Yeah, most people only retire once. And I sort of compare it to the beginning when you're trying to decide when to get married. And I know you're not married, but when you're trying to decide to get married, you're like, well, I want to have this kind of savings or I want to have this kind of a job or this house or this, all these different things that you might have. And you can wait forever and never have those perfect conditions. And sometimes you just have to dive in. Or when are we going to have our first child? You know, I want to have this. I want to have this ready, or this mini bedroom house, or all these types of things. We sort of want to plan it all out, and it doesn't go that way a lot of times. You know,
sure, it's not like school or college where we're told what to do at what grade. You know, everything's kind of planned out for you.
There's no manual. There's no instruction book, and so it is when you come to retire. There's no like preset. Well, you get this age, you get this benchmark that you set in your mind, and that's when you retire. There's a whole host of factors to consider when it comes to retirement, and any one of those factors can become a bigger factor than the other, and sort of help you make your decision about when you're going to retire. And timing retirement feels very tricky. It feels very final. You know, you're moving to the next stage of your life, and you're going to be a retiree. You're going to be, you're not going to have your identity as far as your job. Like, I work here, I do this. This is sort of my identity. And it's a real switch. But I don't know how many times I've talked to people, and they really didn't think that there was life after retirement, life in retirement. And I talk to them and they're just like, I don't know what I was thinking. You know what I mean? I don't know why I put this off so long, but I survived it. Here I am. I'm on the other side and life is good.
Well, sure. You know, and we're used to doing the same thing maybe every day, and that's kind of a little scary, a little bit unknown. But, you know, if someone is out there listening and not sure, is there kind of a checklist out there at all that might help through the process?
Well, we can look at some factors to have in mind. And the first is, and like I said, I don't know if this is listed by priority, by highest priority. Financial preparedness is important. And there, it's a good idea, of course, to have savings. It's a good idea to have an income. You need to look at your Social Security. You need to look at all those different income sources that you have. You need to look at your debts. you need to look at sort of picture what retirement is going to look like financially when you're no longer working, when you're no longer getting a paycheck. There's some people I talk to and they say my retirement paycheck is bigger than my work paycheck than that they were getting because of pensions or 401ks or IRAs or whatever that they've set aside in their life. And so it's a good idea to just put a pencil to that and figure out what you, if you're married, your spouse, what that household income is going to look like and get a good idea of where that is going in your situation. Next is there's age-related factors to consider as well. At age 62, as early as age 62, you can start Social Security, and you can start it years after that later on if you want to. If you want to, if you're going to start it before age 62, which occasionally I find people and they've just given their life and they get to be 60, 59, 60, and they're just like, I'm done. I am ready to retire. And if their situation allows that, that's all well and good, but they just need to know what the landscape looks like should they pull the trigger in that situation. Then thirdly is, what's my health care going to look like? If you've been on employer coverage all of these years and you're thinking about how, you know, what kind of insurance am I going to have? Are you 65 yet? If you're not 65, you're not going to be eligible for Medicare unless you're on disability, which if you're working, you're probably not. If you are not 65, there's underage healthcare, underage 65 healthcare, ACA or marketplace coverage that we help people with. I don't know how many times I've seen people and they're ready financially. They're ready physically. I mean, they are ready to check out. And the only thing that has them at their job is that they're working for their insurance. And that's the only reason that they are there. And to me, that's sad. Because there's insurance options available for them that are usually attractive, usually are acceptable to them if they understood what those are. And so sometimes there's a fear of leaving that coverage that we're so used to with our employer that it just doesn't seem, you know, like, what am I going to do?
Well, so many people might not realize that there are other options out there.
That's right. And so it's a good idea to look at that option, if that's the only reason you're at your job, to assess what those are and become more familiar with those.
Well, that's a really good point. What else, if we kind of were going to go on a checklist of sorts to look at if people are thinking about retirement?
You know, the one factor that all these other factors are sort of external. You know, how much money do I have? What's my healthcare going to look like? How old am I and my eligibility and all that? The biggest sort of X factor that you really have to decide is your personal readiness. How ready am I to retire? And I don't think a lot of times people, oh, I'm done. You know, I'm out of here. As soon as I can get out, I'm out. But some people sort of push the snooze button and put that off and not really face that, not really address that, and continue to work. And there's kids, there's grandkids, there's a whole nother world maybe waiting for them on the other side of retirement, where they don't have to be so maybe tied up with their work. And you really just need to reflect and think and think about your life. And if your life were to be abbreviated, to be shortened, is this where you'd want it to end? You know, and think about the memories you want to leave with your loved ones, with your maybe your grandchildren, great grandchildren, your kids. How do you want them to remember you? And my dad, we've worked together since 2012. He just retired in April. And since he's shifted into retirement mode, my kids, his grandkids, have got to, we eat with them at least once a week, go to their home, and they fix a meal for us, and we just have a great time being together. And they know them now, my grandkids know them now more as grandpa and grandma that are traditional grandpa and grandma. He's not working and tired all the time, and he's more focused on them when they're around him. And it's been a wonderful thing. And I've heard my dad talk about, I don't think I could retire. My dad's really been sure on that. Like, he really didn't think he could retire. But he's found that there is life after retirement. He's really enjoying it.
Yeah, it can really open up a whole new chapter in so many people's lives. And yeah, you almost wonder, you know, sometimes you hear about maybe partial retirement or something like that. You know, I don't know if that's an oxymoron or whatever, but you know, oftentimes, you know, I've seen with that where people, you know, they kind of test the waters, and more often than not, they're like, oh, you know, I can still do this. And so oftentimes they'll just kind of end up doing a full retirement after they try that quick, you know, partial retirement.
Right, right. I can pair it to like a baby in the womb that's about to be born. There comes a time where I no longer belong here. I am ready to graduate to the next world. And so that's sort of what retirement is like to me. You're graduating to the next world, and there's a whole nother life beyond retirement that you might not even be aware of.
That's right. You know, it opens up a whole new world of possibilities. What else on this kind of checklist, if you will?
So another one is to look at your plans and goals. So there's personal readiness, like how ready am I to be done with this chapter of my life? But then look at your plans and goals. You know, what kind of impact do you want to make outside of your work? Maybe it's for a volunteer effort. Maybe it's for charity. Maybe it's for your church. Maybe it's a bucket list of places you want to travel to or things you want to accomplish outside of your work. And while you're your age, instead of being older, maybe you're more capable, physically capable now to achieve those than you would be if you put it off longer. And there's things that you just really feel strongly that you want to do. Make room for those things. Write those things down. Maybe it's a place you want to travel. Maybe it's something you want to build in your workshop. Maybe it's somebody you want to help. Maybe it's some invention that is weighing on your mind. You don't have any time to focus on it because you're still working. Maybe it's something that you want to do for humanity. That's a contribution that you want to make. When are you going to do that? You know, and so that's another thing to take into consideration when you're trying to decide about retirement.
Well, that's a good reminder, Charles. Anything else as we kind of discuss this difficult topic? You know, it's a hard decision. Like you say, most people only retire once on making that decision.
I rarely see somebody regret retiring. Almost never see somebody regret retiring. There's a whole another adjustment. There's a whole new life beyond where they were working. And they find that they don't miss that job at all. I ask people, do you miss your job? Well, I miss the people that are there. But nobody ever says, you know, I miss number machine number 13.
Right? Right. Or all those problems that it causes.
Right, right. Those are completely behind them. And so find a way as well to maintain those relationships. I know of groups that meet at a restaurant, and they're retirees from the factory or from their workplace, and they meet maybe once a week, once a month, every couple of weeks at a restaurant, just sit at a table, a group of maybe 5 to 10 people, and just hang out. They're used to eating lunch together in the break room, and now they eat meat at a restaurant for lunch and hang out. So there is definitely life beyond retirement, and it's really good to see people experience that and find that.
Well, that is a great reminder, Charles, that, you know, there really is something else coming in next chapter up and up. Well, how about we take a quick break? Charles will be back with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on KGGF. Back here on the Mighty 690 as we wrap up our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, we've been talking about kind of this retirement checklist, if you will. And if people want to, you know, maybe talk to you guys about that and, you know, discuss this further, how can they get a hold of you?
Our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Waters True Value. And I invite you to call us. Call our office, 620-331-8800. And we can look at that, look at your situation with you, and help you determine your retirement preparedness and help you review that and just look at those factors in your life and your situation. You can find us online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K insurance.com.
Well, that's a great reminder, Charles. I know you're always happy to do a personalized approach with everyone because that's really what it is. You know, it's all about, you know, everyone individually on
that's
this.
That's right. And we also have a locations in Howard and Sedan as well.
Excellent. Well, great reminder. You're all over Southeast Kansas. We appreciate it, Charles. And a safe drive back. I know we want everyone to take their time out there this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, James.
All right. That's Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on the Mighty 690. We get to talk with Charles every Friday at this time. Fox News starts now.